Sunday night or le heir. Okay, there are many shittos and a lot of confusion about when the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died and when Noeg Avelus. So if you're not bothered by the confusion, so you're not bothered by it, what should I do? But in case you are, we're going to try to clarify it a little tonight and tomorrow night, Bli Neder, and maybe even it'll take till the next night. The first question is, over a hemshich of how many days did they die? And there's basically two major shitas there. One is 34 days, and one is 33 days. Those are two major shitas. There's a shita about 32, but the two major shitas are 34 and 33. Now, the shita that they died over a hemshich of 34 days holds that they died from the first day of Sfira until Yom Lamed Dalet. That's the 34 days. According to the shita that they died over a hemshich of 33 days, so there's a machlokes, a difference of opinion, which 33 days did they die. Some say, again, from the first day of Sfira until Yom Lamed Gimel Ba'omer, not Lamed Dalet, but Lamed Gimel. And the other Mandi Omer holds that they died during the Hemshech of all the days between Pesach and Shavuos, minus the days that you don't say Tachanun. They died on the days when we say Tachanun. They didn't die on the, like, Mixus Yom Tov, we'll call it, days when you don't say Tachanun. And you can do the math with Shavuosim and Pesach and Rosh Chodesh. Do the math. It comes out to 33. So that's the machlokas, and there'll be hashlachot lemaisa, because when we talk about, oh, so when do you know Xfira? So we'll continue tomorrow night. Tonight we'll just say, if they died for 34 days, and you hold like that shita, and it's from the first day of Sfira till Yom Lamed Dalet, so then you keep Sfira from the first day of Sfira until Yom Lamed Dalet in the morning, which makes us a Yom Kukulo. Now, if they died for Lamed Gimel days, and again, it's from the first day of Sfira until Yom Lamed Gimel Ba'omer, then again, you know Sfira when they died from the first day of, you know Avelus, from the first day of Sfira until Yom Lamed Gimel Ba'boker. But if they died over a Hemshech of 33 days, from Pesach to Shavuos, minus the days when you don't say Tachanun, then there's a machlokes when to be Noeg Avelus. One Mandi Omer holds you should be Noeg Avelus on the days that they died, and the other Mandi Omer holds it's enough to be Noeg Avelus for 33 days, because they died for 33 days, over a hemshech of 33 days, so you only have to be Noeg, you don't have to match up the days to the days, it's enough to be Noeg Avelus. That everybody says over from Rav Moshe, you could switch around, and it's mamish a to'us, and we'll see what Rav Moshe said. We said it last year, but no one remembers Baruch Hashem, so I can repeat it again this year without fear that someone will say to me, you said that already last year. And we'll see that it's not at all true what most people assume Rav Moshe says, because we'll see that there's a fundamental shaila of when you know Igavelus, and that's not interchangeable. What's interchangeable is within the same sheet, the different permutations. But within the different sheetas about when you're supposed to be knowing Avelus, because when they died, then there's no interchanging. And you heard a little tonight, and we'll pick it up from here, Bli Neder, tomorrow night.